We all would want to change at least something in our past, no matter how well we have lived, yet we can also accept it for what it is, the good and the bad, because without it we wouldn't be the persons we are today. The events in our past shape who we are today, not only by placing us in the circumstances and in the line of events that lead us to where we are in the now, but also because of all the baggage of experience it gives us, to be able to interpret current events and to give value, or a value to everything we are, what we have and what we appreciate in our lives. Then we come to gratitude, where we should focus on what we have and be grateful for it, the simple fact that we may have a roof over our heads, food on the table, and a table to put food on, is enough to be grateful. If we focus on what we don't have, in a regretful way, we will never be happy with what we have, and we won't be happy with what we want, but that we don't have yet, because we will always be focusing on what we don't have, and this is obviously the base of all lack mentality, where no matter what we may have, we will always feel as if we were in constant need of more. Another variant of lack mentality is to feel that whatever we own is worthless, just because it is ours, and we may only be able to perceive that object's worth when we are about to lose it, for whatever reason, because it is almost not ours any longer, this also as a side effect of having low self-esteem. All this is obviously when a person is focusing on what he is, rather than on who or what he is. Reminding us that anything material stays in the material world at the end of our lives, and the only thing that matters is what we learnt through that life, and not the wealth and the objects we have managed to accumulate. So it is experience, what we've learnt, what we do, and what we achieve with our values what matters, not what we own. What matters is who we are during a lifetime, rather than what we have managed to accumulate. Returning to changing our past, it is the attitude we chose to have about it that matters, to recognize the good things that we've learnt from our past experiences, and not focus on changing anything. Because even being able to time travel to the past to change an event, may indeed change it, but only for that particular timeline you have managed to jump into, but you will still remember a different past in your mind, as the time traveler who returned to prevent that thing from happening. That means that you will always be in your personal timeline, and no matter what you do, you can never really change your past. Time is not only one line, it is not linear, you create a different timeline each time you make a decision, which includes when a time traveler goes back to alter, or to prevent an unwanted event, because even if the traveler succeeds to do so, he would have created another alternative timeline, that does not change what happened in the one he came from. In the Tejetan time travel or time model, time is not one mass only, it is only a perception that comes from consciousness, and from the act of being aware, and there would be a timeline for each one of all the points of attention of a consciousness, being that each point of attention is a person with a soul, with a strong connection to source. Going back in time to change events cannot alter the timeline from which the traveler came from, and from where the decision to change those specific unwanted events came from as well, simply because the line of events, or timeline, still exists in the awareness and in the memory of the traveler himself. The observer creates and alters the reality he is observing. In the Tejetan model of how time works, and of time travel, no paradoxes can ever be created, and events still can only happen once, meaning that events within a specific timeline cannot be changed nor altered, because doing so only creates another alternative version of the original timeline. So my point is that you can never really change anything in the past, you only create an alternative version of that past, without altering the original one from where your consciousness came from, in the first place. So, in my point of view, what matters is what we make of that past experience, the good and the bad, what we learnt and who we are thanks to that past, unwanted or not. It is our attitude towards that experience what counts, and not focus on trying to remove the unresolvable. In my case, using myself as an example, I would like to go back in my past to when I was 13 years old, and I would wish not to have gone into that starship alone, and with insufficient experience, what caused me to get severely lost, not being able to go back to my original world, and worst of all, not being able to go back to my mother. Although those events are very unfortunate from my point of view, or from any other, I have come to understand that everything happens for a reason, and if you focus on things being that way, they happen for a good reason. It is our general attitude towards life what counts. I've also come to notice that those events that caused me to get lost and ultimately led me here to this present timeline, happened when I was 13, and it is interesting to notice that most Swaruas lose their mother at age 13, most of them, not all. For example, Athena is still in contact with her mother, she hasn't lost hers, and little Sophia lost her mother at age 7 when she arrived here with you. In my case, those unfortunate events that led me to get lost and ultimately to get here, made me gain many friends and family among the Taygetans, the Taygetan team, including Athena and Sophia, and also propitiated the chain of events that led me to feel the need to start this direct communication system, with you all, this YouTube channel. All this causes a chain of events that I see will bring good things to us all. Even though it may have started with an unfortunate accident, if you like. Nevertheless, I do see Swaru's point with what she is saying about changing your past in your mind, even if it would only be valid for you, and as a coping mechanism. The problem I see with her system is that even though you are using your imagination as a powerful creative and focusing tool, you are still conscious that it is still imagination, no matter how strongly you want to believe it is not, how strongly you want to believe that what you are imagining is your real past or a real alternative version of it. This is because you are dealing with the unconscious mind, and it is from there that you are manifesting your reality and everything in it, circumstances and all. You manifest what you are and not what you want, remember. So I consider her system to be of limited use, and how effective it may be, will depend on each person, but it is still a useful tool.